This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look like a beautiful, beautiful experience from what I could see on social media. TMZ was all over it.
Deshaun Watson's wedding band was $1.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
What did he have put on the wedding band?
Cool. According to TMZ, this was as decked out as it gets.
How much was the wedding ring?
That's the thing. I have no idea.
How much was the engagement ring? Had to be a lot. The engagement ring had to be... It had to be twice as much as what the...
Doesn't it have to eclipse the band?
Yeah. He can't have a band that's more expensive than the engagement
ring. That would not be a good look.
Owen, well, how much was your wedding band?
The one I'm wearing now,
yeah.
Like $250, $300, I don't know.
This was tungsten? I think that's like $200?
Yeah, I think that's similar to what I got. Yeah. I got it off a website, whatever. So. Yeah. Says Watson's finger will be shining nonetheless, according to TMZ, thanks to his new wedding band that features more than 34 carats of diamonds and a price tag north of $1 million.
Oh. I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever seen that a person did with a lot of the Browns money. Is it?
Okay, the engagement
ring. Dwayne Bowe started a record company out of it.
Here we go. The jeweler behind the massive bands is Vakar Ahmed, who is also responsible for Jilly's, that's his wife, $2 million, quote, glory treasure engagement ring.
See, there you go. It's got to be more. You can't have the wedding band of the man cost more than
the
engagement ring.
Well, good on him. Good on Deshaun Watson doing the right thing there.
There you go. There you go.
She was a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, cookbook author. We viewed some of those, Kenny.
Did we?
Yes.
Cookbooks, yeah.
We went in the back. There were some YouTube videos of her going over some of her magic.
Okay. What does she make? I don't remember you and I doing that. Well, yeah, I have no idea.
Remember that while he was rehabbing.
Okay.
Part of the firestorm.
Oh, the pasta. What's the matter with him eating pasta?
No, there was nothing wrong at all. Okay. It was that he was away from his teammates.
Oh, yeah. But who said that they didn't like that? They knew for a fact they didn't like that last year? Was that Mary Kay? I don't want to attribute that to somebody.
That was in the Mary Kay story, which she came on and talked about.
Yeah, maybe they got some against pasta, too, at that time of year. I mean, who knows? Well, good for him. I'm glad it was a nice... I don't think I would spend that much on myself, but, you know, if I had $230 million, maybe I would. Can't take it with you. Can't be like King Tut. Doesn't go with you. All right, coming up at 9:01, Lance Risling going to join us on the show. Are we sleeping on Kenny Pickett? Some people think we are. I want to go over this Guardians argument one more again. I want to get to Mike in Erie, Pennsylvania. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Hey, here's the thing. We talk about this every year, right? The last time the Indians had a good... I'm going to say great organization was 95 to 99. This organization is okay. And here's the difference. Okay. That team actually let players develop. And after they developed, they actually paid them to stay with the organization. This team now, every 2 to 3 years, they'll get some players that come up, they'll make a nice run, and then they either flame out the next year or they don't pay them. So it's not that they're a good organization. It's the fact that they get some players that are good that come up every 2 to 3 years that make a run. And, well, you know.
It's not lost on me. It was also a different time where, I mean, I think you go back to the 98 Indians at that time. I think that they were second in payroll in Major League Baseball. And then I think Big Stein just got tired of playing the same game with everybody, knew he could spend more, and he decided to spend more than anybody else. Of course, he was making a lot on his television deals and everything else because they're the New York Yankees and they're in the New York market. And I think that it started to change baseball. I think he really changed pro sports into what it is today in so many ways. So I don't think that they are. As Lima says, like, I'm not screaming and yelling. I'm not mad at Lima. I'll tell you that, Mike. And thank you very much for the call. I'm not mad. I do disagree with what you're saying, but I know that there's shades of truth. I know there's shades of what you're saying is absolute fact. They're not playing in the same sandbox as these other teams. But what upsets fans so much, again, is that when you are in that area of being able to be in the ALCS, that eliminates any of the things we've ever said before. And if you have your plan, I know you had your plan. I think the fans are saying, bleep your plans. You were in the ALCS. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to us to forget all that stuff, damn the torpedoes, and do what you have to do to try to cash in on this. Because you're sitting on a windfall. Remember, if I don't know how much the operating costs are for the Cleveland Guardians. I'm sure they're a lot. But fans look at them like, you're sitting on a windfall. You could sell this team for $1 billion. So whatever you're going to spend in payroll this year, even though that you have a succession plan with David Blitz here in the next few years, whatever you spend, you're probably going to make up for because of what you've done. So they want him to spend into the red because they know he's so close. And that's part of the frustration.
They just wanted to sell the team. I mean, we've all at some point, haven't we not all at some point, even though we've said, hey, good steward of the organization, we knew they weren't going to move with the Dolans, blah, 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 whatever. We've all at some point voiced our displeasure saying, yeah, we'd like somebody who had a lot more money to spend on the team, buy the team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Team, have we not said that?
Yeah, here's Jonathan Peterlin and Nick Wilson yesterday on these matters.
Like, if you didn't know any better, would you think that this is a team that is trying to win a bunch of games or a team that is trying to tank? Because the way these lineups look on a day-in, day-out basis and calling up Will Wilson to have him play yesterday and even today, calling up John Kenzie Noel, like, these are the type of moves I just don't know how you justify it. Like, if you're Antonetti and Chernoff, I don't know how you sit back and say, these are the moves of a team that we're desperately trying to win as many games as we can this year. Because if that was the case, they would have called up the three prospects we've been talking about for a month. And so maybe there's a bigger plan at stake. I've just run tired of them always presenting us with this bigger plan down the road.
I'm not using the T word with the Guardians. I don't think they're ever going to be in that mode. But I think that they are in a holding pattern. I don't think that they planned on being where they were at last year. I think that they planned on being more where they're at this year and the year before. And I think that that kind of snuck up on them last season. And now they have to deal with looking bad because they're going to stick with their plan no matter what. And that's what's so damn frustrating with the fan base. And that's why even the baseball, the people who don't even like baseball and they claim it's for these reasons, to the hardest of hardcore Guardian savant like Matt and Todd Derry. That's why they're frustrated. That's what they all have in common with each other. Because when you get to that level of success, it's bleep your plan. Like the Cavs, hey, we had a plan. Donovan Mitchell's ready. He can be traded. We can go get him. Bleep your plan. And that's worked out so far. There's other plans that they can make, but that's worked out so far. The Browns, hey, it was working out all right. And then things were starting to get a little rocky there. They said bleep their plan. We've seen one situation work out well in this city. We've seen another situation not work out well in this city. They still can look at the reasoning in both of those situations. With the Guardians, it's our plan. We're sticking to our plan. And I think a lot of fans go, man, you've had your plan for umpteen years. And yeah, you've been successful. But successful isn't successful enough when you're that close, three games
well,
close
what I am
to getting
worried
to,
about,
the World Series.
What I think everybody should be worried about, as long as you know the Dolans are in charge, what happened? What coincided with all of a sudden, like they in the past had spent money, like in 2016, 2017, 2018, they had spent money, right? When they were getting close. What happened this past year?
The television deal.
And what everybody should be nervous about is they are going to lose $40 to $50 million a year now every single year because they don't have that local TV deal. A bunch of other teams too, by the way, around Major League Baseball. So what I am nervous about is this the future under the Dolans of the Guardians?
I wonder if Tito's gone.
Tito's gone. So you lost that. That was a safety valve, right? That was that one thing you could clutch and say, well, I know you've got that manager with all that experience that can handle these low payrolls that can keep them winning a bunch of games. They've lost him and they've lost a huge portion of their payroll is going to be gone now going forward. They already were one of the low spenders. They were in the bottom 10 every single year.
I think that's a question I want to ask Tim Kirkchian coming up at 8:22, because I think a lot of us are going, well, you might be able to be saved by a work stoppage, but then again, you're going to lose games. You're going to lose games altogether. Not that you're going to lose the actual games. There's not going to be any games, because I do think they're going to fight tooth and nail over this. But we'll talk to Tim Kirkchian about that coming up at 8:22 this morning. In 40 minutes, if you don't want him, fair, but don't kid yourself about his skills. And should I have a bigger problem with me being ripped off, or that one of our host QB tiers at this station just isn't very good? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.